It could be, it might be, coming to you live, it's Tim and Tim with your Browns podcast. It's Monday, July 24th, and it's time to talk Brownies.
That's right, this is a TNT Sports Podcast representing the Cleveland Browns from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Tim Jr.
And I'm Tim Sr.
Let's jump into the news. Big stuff.
Big stuff.
Happened in just a day.
Just in a few hours, and just a couple hours after our last podcast.
Yeah, so how crazy is that? What the biggest thing?
The big thing. The Wolverine.
Jabril Peppers.
The Wolverine is signed.
He has signed. It is, oh my God.
Oh my God.
He signed.
I need more money. I need more money. You know what?
Yeah, it took long enough, but
there
he finally signed. If you go out to scout.com, you can see the official, signage and everything.
Picture.
That nice little picture of him signing.
Big old smile.
Big old smile because he waited so long, you know. But we finally got all 10 of our picks of signed. That's the key.
That's huge.
Big thing. We got all 10 picks.
And I think he's going to make a big impact.
I think he's going to do great. Yeah. I mean, you saw what he did in Michigan.
Yeah. You saw what he did. And I think I think he could be a pro player. I really do.
I mean, and the best thing I think about him, too, he can play both sides of the ball.
Oh, he can play both sides of the ball. He can do coverage, kickoffs,
yeah,
punts, and probably in some special team play, make a few tackles.
Now, it was in Hugh Jackson did even say this. He wanted to have Jabril return some kicks.
He did. I believe he wants to see him touch him on a little offense.
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that. I think he could want like a pretty cool Wildcat or, something like a hiking the ball and, maybe a couple of short yardage plays might bust out in some big yards.
I mean, there's total room for him to do whatever we need him to do.
I think you're right.
The best thing is he is signed. We've been waiting for this for how long? He's finally signed.
And, you got that kind of feeling. It's like, is it going to be a Nick Bosa,
Yeah. Are they going to,
Joey Bosa, I'm sorry.
Joey Bosa. Yeah. Are they going to put him in right away?
Yeah.
Are they not going to put him in right away?
Now will he get hurt because he's been out of training camp already? And I'm glad that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you can also take a look online. I want to say it's NBC News. He's even on there. He says he cannot wait to play that safety position. He played, I think, every other position when he was in Michigan.
Here's a kid that was recruited as a safety.
But I don't think he played much safety at all. Or any safety.
No.
But here he is going to be playing safety position.
I hope a strong point is safety because, you need them backs out there. And man, that was a downfall last year.
That's right.
The secondary killed us.
That is the truth. That is the truth. If you want to, go to YouTube. Take a look at Jabril Peppers' highlights. See all the crazy stuff that he's done. He can do some crazy things. We're so glad we got him. He is signed. So take a look at that, scout.com, for all the official stuff. So next, you brought this to me on Instagram, on the Cleveland Browns main page. All the quarterbacks are at camp.
They are there at camp, and they're already bedded down, and they're ready to rock it out.
They're ready to go. So we talked about this a little yesterday, okay? All of them have a very, very equal chance.
Yeah.
Very equal chance. However, if you were to choose one out of the five, who would you be most satisfied to start?
Well, I would go with Mr. Accurate. I think that Kessler is an accurate passer. I think I would probably lean towards him. But, man, I think Osweiler could, I think he'd be a good quarterback.
Yeah. I'm with you. I love Cody. I love what he did for us last season. He did his best. However, I would love to see Osweiler out there. To me, he's a quarterback.
He's a quarterback, and he's got a winning record. I mean, why not? I mean, he should get a lot of snaps, a lot of chances.
That's right. Now, I would not mind seeing Kizer out there, but we also talked about it, too.
He should sit.
I believe he should sit.
He should sit, but, play the heck out of him in the preseason games.
Yeah.
Give him a couple quarters out of each game. I think he will see it. I don't think it's I won't be no doubt about it. You're going to see the kid play in preseason. Ain't no doubt about it.
But I am really looking forward to seeing Osweiler. I do hope he starts for us.
Yeah.
Now,
I want to see him get his chance that he deserves.
Everybody has an equal chance at this point. And honestly, I'm fine with anybody at this point, as long as they can play the game.
You're going to have them, and it takes two quarterbacks to play in this league. And by golly, when you're your Browns, like last year, it takes like six quarterbacks. So whatever quarterback is not going to be the top three, we're going to have to sign the other two to our practice squad. Yeah.
I am excited to see what's going to happen, but they are there at training camp. They are at the camp. They are ready.
Oh,
they're
man,
prepared. It's cool to see that, too.
And I think it'll probably be your most big competition. You know what you got going with your defense? You got Myles Garrett. You know, he's going to be he will definitely be a starter.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you got the proven players there that's going to start. And then your secondary is a little busted up, but, you know, you're going to make something out of it because you made some good requisitions on your off season. But, you know, the quarterback is definitely going to be that's going to be your main competition. I mean,
sure.
Everybody's going to be, all eyes will be on. I mean, all eyes will be on the quarterback competition.
Yeah.
It's no doubt about it.
I know we will. I know we'll be.
Oh, yeah, we
that.
Definitely will be.
And I can't wait till these
I can't
preseason
wait till Cam,
games.
Man. I can't wait till the first reports. I can't wait till Mary Kay and that other guy get things going. Tony Grozzi, I can't wait to read him and hear him. I can't wait, man. It's going
to
be awesome.
It's going to be a very fun time. We're very excited to see. As many of you are excited as well. So, talking about that, that's cool and everything. Here's some big news, okay? Read today, NBCNews.com. Duke Johnson is the most likely choice for the number one slot receiver position.
Well, the slot receiver, you know, third down guy, you know, he's going to be out there, you know, he's going to carry the ball, and he's awesome out of the backfield. So
right.
I definitely think, yeah, I mean, slot receiver, heck yeah, he's a good player. I like Duke. I liked him from the get-go.
We're big Duke fans.
We are Duke fans.
And here's a very crazy stat. Okay, last season, he caught 53 passes for 514 yards, and he ran 73 times for only 358 yards.
Wow.
So he had more catches and yards than he did actually running the ball.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to think about, and I can see why they would move forward with this choice. It makes sense.
Oh, definitely.
It does make sense.
And then I think it also, you know, keeps a couple of them healthy. You
That's
know?
Right. You know, and having veterans out there, too.
Yeah.
You need your veterans out
there. Because he's getting a veteran status.
He definitely is.
I
mean, he's a big part of the team, and he's a big part of Browns Nation.
He is. He wants to be here, and yeah, I say feed him. Give it to. Yeah, I love Duke.
Yeah.
And especially his ability to run after the catch, man. I mean, you just don't know where he's going, you know.
He's crazy with the ball. Yeah,
he is. He's a crazy ball. He's a ball maniac.
Ball maniac.
Yeah, he's crazy.
But I would like to see him in that slot receiver position. Again, take a look on NBCNews.com. There's a whole article on there about it. Read about it. It's actually some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
It brings up a lot of great points.
But now, touching on receiver, is the Rook, which is not a Rook anymore, is, you know who, going to step it up and be our number one guy?
Is that Corey Coleman?
Corey Coleman,
Corey
yeah.
Coleman. I wanted so much from Corey Coleman. As you know, got hurt last season, that thumb injury, out for, what, 6-7 weeks?
Oh, too
He was
long.
Out forever.
Too
He's
long.
Out forever. For the thumb, you know. I would love to see him completely just step it up. I know he can.
Totally. Yeah, he should. I mean, he did in school.
Yeah, he did in school. He did some crazy stuff in school. But, you know, that injury, we weren't able to really see him. He wasn't able to do anything for us in the league.
To me, he's almost like he's getting paid, and that's all he cares about. He doesn't want to really shine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, be one of the reasons this team gets turned around.
Yeah.
We need players that want to turn this team around.
We need 1,000-plus from this guy, and we need 15, 18 touchdowns. We need this guy to shine.
We need him to shine, and we know he can shine. That's the big kicker. We know that he can. We've seen it. Take a look at his highlights. I mean,
that is speed.
That man. Speed, that crazy speed. And, you know, I think him and Kessler is a great duo.
Yeah.
I do think they're a great duo.
Yeah, I think they are.
So I would like to see that.
Oh, definitely.
I think that would be really cool to see.
Definitely.
So, but again, going back, Duke Johnson is the most likely choice for the number one slot receiver. Will it happen? I don't know. I don't know if that's, you know, the full thing.
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of camp to do. I think, you know, that's definitely a competition there, but not big competition.
As much as the quarterbacks, yeah. It's not that
I think game time decision on Duke, you know, where are you going to put Duke? What's Duke going to do? Yeah.
What's cool about Duke is I think you can just put him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If you need him to catch. Man. Great. You need him to run.
You need him
right.
Run. You need help with the ground crew. I mean, this guy. Duke
Johnson. We love Duke Johnson.
We love Duke, man.
And we can't
Duke.
Wait to see him here in 2017.
That's right, season. Man. Duke can shine, man. He's still young. Young guy, you know. He's a great, great, great fella.
Yeah. So.
Now, another thing we touch on offense, the running back game. You know, we got the Crow.
Got the Crow.
And I just read that he signed that the big power agent, Rodenhaus, I think his name is, for a big year. So if he has one big, big year, he's got an agent lined up that can once get a big payday. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be with the Browns. I think he wants a big payday with a different team.
Well, I mean, can you blame the Crow?
Well, you might not be able to blame him, but I say give us one more year. Now, if he shines, we shine. I believe that, you know, he could sign with us.
Yeah.
This big power agent thing kind of just ticks me a little bit because here he wants a payday. A big payday.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, work for your payday, brother. You're going to have to work this year to get it.
That's true.
Go ahead. Maybe he can get it 1,000-plus. 15 touchdowns.
Now, he did what he could last season.
But then he had a few good games in the early going, but then he disappeared. Well, our line was just...
We all know what happened.
The line was terrible, man.
It was bad. So, you know, but DeCrow now has some coverage. He now has a little leeway.
Yeah.
So I would like to see him break free off you. I would like to see him do a bunch of stuff that we know that he can do.
He can.
And, you know, he's a big reason why I love the team so much. I mean, yeah. I love the Crow. I love watching him play.
I love him, too. But a little disappointed in this big agent thing.
Yeah. However, I can understand. You can understand.
Yeah.
I mean, you want 1-15. You want better for yourself. I get it. But you are loved here in the Browns Nation.
Big time.
Play for the Browns Nation.
You're loved big time. You are.
And, I mean, you're one of the veterans of this team. You're one of the people we look forward to seeing on the team.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, anybody on the team that played hard that's noticeable from last year, it's definitely love from a lot of guys, a lot of people.
That's right.
A lot of fans, I should say. I'm sorry.
So, I mean. We want you around, Crow. We can't wait to see what he's like in 2017. Can't wait to see what they're going to do about Duke. I guess we'll figure that out. You know, we'll post some coverage.
I think it's going to be an offensive put out. I think our offense will shine, man.
Yeah.
We keep that line healthy. I think we got it going. We'll have it going, man.
I can't wait to see what happens.
Chuck up some points and yards.
So another thing to check out if you're just, you know, tinkering around, you're on the great local web, and you want something to check out, go to the Cleveland Browns site. There's a new video on there. It's a 2-minute drill video, and they got a bunch of other drill videos.
Our buddy Nathan Segura.
Yeah, Nathan Segura.
Awesome guy.
He is
awesome
pretty guy. Cool. So, take a look at that. They talk about Jabril. You get to see a little bit of DeShone Kizer throwing some rapid fire.
Man. Yeah, rapid fire.
Looks awesome.
Kid looks great, man.
Looks
kid
amazing.
Looks awesome.
I mean, take a look at that video. I mean, that's really cool stuff. And, again, they talk about Jabril and, you know, what they expect. It's a pretty cool, powerful 2 minutes. It's fun to watch. Now, DeShone Kizer, okay, we got to see him. And if you watch the video, you'll get to see him, too. Well, you know, he's got an arm.
He plays for, he played for, you know, Notre Dame is one of the biggest schools in American history.
That's right.
These guys are playing, you know, for years.
I mean, but watching him throw, just in that video, these just rapid fire throws, it looks like.
Looks like he's got an arm.
He's got an arm. I mean, yeah. I mean that was very nice to watch. That was very interesting to watch. He's got an arm to him. And, you know, there is no saying that he could not be a starter. There is no saying that he could not be playing with us here in the season.
He's, you know, he was picked for our future starter.
Future, yeah.
And that it wasn't picked for, you know, the start of the 2017 season.
No.
But, you know... I mean, anybody that could win the job, I mean, he could.
He could. There's nothing saying he can't. I don't think it's going to happen.
I think he would prosper better than he's, you know, sits. Give him a clipboard for a few games, you know, the whole season, hopefully, if everybody stays healthy. And let him shine, you know, on the 218, win the job and come on out there and win some games, man.
See what happens. So, excited to see him again. Cleveland Browns main site. 2-minute drill is the name of the video. Watch that.
Oh, man, awesome stuff.
Very cool. It is awesome, very cool. Also, if you do go to YouTube as well, take a look at the Cleveland Browns page. Instagram, take a look at the Cleveland Browns page as well. They always post some fun stuff. And Joe Thomas, you can watch the Joe Thomas Hour as well.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
It's great. It's some really great stuff.
We love Joe Thomas.
We love Joe Thomas. I think everybody loves Joe Thomas.
Oh, man, he's awesome.
But take a look at some of those. And Instagram, they're posting stuff daily. They got some new stuff every day. So take a look at all that. Very interesting things. We're really excited about the 2017 season. Can't wait to see what's going to happen.
It's going
to
be so awesome.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
And we need fan support.
We need fan support.
Let's have, like, the opener, let's have, like, more Browns fans and Steelers fans there at the stadium.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe we could do 60-40 instead of the other way around.
Yeah. So, yeah, speaking of that that first game of the season, so got the Steelers. You know, we open with the Steelers at home. Then we close with the Steelers at their house.
Yeah. So hopefully we're competitive in both games.
Hopefully we're competitive. And now, to ask a question, would we win 0 of those 2 games, 1 of those 2 games, or both games? What do you think?
Man, I want to split. I want to win at home. I want, you know, and I want to be competitive on the road, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I would take a split. I would.
That would be cool.
Yesterday.
That would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
The split, would you rather win the home opener or would you rather win the
closer? I want that home game because we're doing so bad in these openers, no matter where they're at.
It's true.
So, man, yeah, I want that opener. I want that opener, man.
Well, hopefully we get it.
You know, every long-time Browns fan is are Steeler haters, you know.
It's true.
And we want that game.
It's been very, very rough. We've all been so suffering rough together. However, this season just feels like a better season.
It does. It just all feels so much better. I mean, all the acquisitions that we got in the offseason, it does feel better.
Yeah.
New defensive coach, and it seems like he makes a present out there.
That's right. I heard he's very hard. Yeah, he's very hard on these guys.
Very hard.
They were doing a press conference, and then they heard nothing but yelling. It turns out that was the defensive coordinator screaming his lungs out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's doing something. At least he's out there doing something.
Yeah, that's no lie.
So, hopefully we get to see some of him, too. Get to see. Yeah. If we see any videos, we'll let you know.
Yeah, Greg Williams is going to make his presence felt out there. He is.
So, but we're really excited. And, again, we thank you so much for listening to us. You know, it means a lot, you know. We sit here and talk about it at home, and we're from Cincinnati. Yeah. There's no freaking Browns fans here.
Yeah.
Got all these Bengal fans.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. It's terrible. So, we have nobody to talk to, but we got you to talk to. So,
that's
thank
right.
you.
If
thank
you.
If
you want to talk, do we have a website set up yet.
Oh, we don't have a website.
Well, one day we'll have a website and you can talk back.
we'll do something. Just as a reminder, again, if you're a big beer drinker and you love doing the daily brews, follow us.
Micro Brew House.
On Untappd.
Untappd,
it's
man.
It's a great app. And if you don't have the app, get the app. It's a great thing. It's a great way to be social, find some good brews,
or
breweries.
Follow us on Instagram.
At TNT Beer Critics. That's for Untappd and for Instagram. TNT Beer Critics. Go ahead and follow us on there. We post all kinds of stuff all the time.
We love beer drinkers, and I hope they love us.
It's true. You know, we love Browns beer drinkers just as much.
We and some Browns fans are awesome beer drinkers.
That's right. I mean, if you're a Browns fan, you're automatically awesome. But if you drink the beer, hey.
You're awesome.
You're in our club. You're in our circle. So follow us on there. Mean a lot. Another thing to check out, too, how we, you know, get a bunch of our news and how we take a look at the games to come. Go to Yahoo Sports. That's also an app. That's on the Google Play Store and on the App Store on iPhone. Go ahead and take a look at that awesome app. You can select all your favorite teams, like the Browns.
Like the Browns.
And, you know, for any sport. And then send you updates all the time, score changes, anything like that. Super awesome app.
Injury reports, everything. It's awesome.
It's very, very awesome. So go ahead and take a look at that. So, again, we thank you so much for listening to us today. Hope you have a great day. And from TNT, thank you very much.